Riley Tuna. Love those slow dances. How about a little boogie in the beat, though? Here's Stevie Wonder.
Telling me somebody's been picking in my cherry tree.
Stevie Wonder with Charlie Tuna, and I ain't gonna stand for it anymore. Okay, how about a joke then? Jokes are said to be good for the brain, according to a Stanford University psychiatrist, Dr. Julius Huscher, who says most of us swap and enjoy funny stories because they serve as release valves that enable us to cope with the sometimes grim realities of life. Huscher says the jokes enable us to think the unthinkable, accept the unacceptable, adjust better, and maintain our mental health. Without jokes to laugh at, he says, we would probably be a dull, dim-witted society trapped in a harsh world too serious to bear. And that's nothing to laugh at. Some of the jokes aren't either. While you're overseas, how often do you take the time to realize that your actions strongly affect the image that citizens of your host country have of Americans and the United States? In most instances, we are guests in a host country, and sometimes because of the American communities set up for service personnel and their dependents, it is possible to overlook the fact that we, not the native citizens, are the foreigners. So remember, you're the visitor. It's their home. Keep that in mind. It's one way of making friends and keeping peace all around the world. I turned on the telephone here just talking to somebody who was listening to our famous fable a couple of minutes ago. And hi, who's this?
This is Tim.
Hi, and you say you have a what?
I have a cockatiel.
Uh-huh, and he has what?
He has a golden bell, a ladder, and a mirror, and all he does is wolf whistle at everybody who walks by the cage.
He won't talk?
Uh-uh.
Don't give him any food like that last one, all right? That's Old Orleans. Orleans and still the one with Charlie Tuna. On the telephone here. Hi, who's this?
This is Steve.
And you have a question today for?
Mr. Music.
Simple was that? What's the question, Steve?
There's a song about 10 years ago by the name of Tell It Like It Is.
Uh-huh.
And there's about 15 of us that are going crazy trying to remember who sang it.
You don't have any idea?
Well, the only one that we've come up with was Smokey Robinson, but as soon as we say that, everybody says, no, that wasn't it.
No, no. And it wasn't Howard Cosell either. Tell It Like It Is. And, well, Hart has, the Wilson sisters have the new version of it out.
Right.
Now, the old one was by Aaron Neville.
Aaron Neville. Well, I don't think we would have ever thought of that one.
That's why you have to call Mr. Music for these things. Okay.
You've made us all very happy.
Thank you. 15. Bye-bye. That sounds six. All right. One other one here. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Who's this?
Scott.
Hi, Scott. This is not really it is a Mr. Music question per se, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What's the question?
Excuse me.
It's okay, Scott.
How old is the youngest kid in America?
Clark. Well, I think, because there was a big to-do made over it last year. Dick Clark turned 50 years old last year, and I think he's got the 51st birthday coming up here pretty soon.
My God.
I know. And can I tell you something? Because I've seen Dick in person many times, and he looks younger in person than he does on television.
Oh, yeah?
He and who is it we figured out one day? Frankie Avalon, a couple of those. They found the fountain of youth somewhere. You know what? One of the secrets might be, though, because I've heard this, and I know Carrie, his wife, has told this story on him on television, too. He's a junk food junkie. And that might be the whole secret. I mean, all those preservatives in there, you keep you preserved for life. Just on the telephone, too, trying to make a call. The problem with all these new telephone systems that save you a little money on long-distance calls is by the time you dial the local number that allows you to dial the code number, that allows you to dial the area code, that allows you to dial the number that you want, you've forgotten why you want it in the first place. Charlie
Tuna. The sun rises slowly in the fresh mountain air. A sense of excitement surges as you look out over a vista of mountain peaks. From atop the Zugspitze, the world stretches out below you. You see Switzerland, Italy, Austria, back into Germany. All this beauty and more is available to you at AFRC. See your ITT office or rec center on how you can come to AFRC free.
figured it's not long enough, is it? That's Delbert McClinton and Charlie Tuna, and Give It Up For Your Love. I've never heard Surrender with a better beat than that in my life. Here come the Eagles, a little down-home country harmony, Seven Bridges Road.
There are stars in the southern sky, southward as you go. There is moonlight and moss in the trees, down the Seven Bridges
with Charlie Tuna and Seven Bridges Road. I love that harmony. Well, we were talking about junk food junkies a few minutes ago, and the old saying, you are what you eat, has been changed to how you eat. That's because recent studies have found that what you eat, how you eat it, and how you react to it can reveal secrets of your personality. For example, scientists at Cambridge University have found that introverts can easily be distinguished from extroverts by the way they respond to a few drops of lemon juice. Introverts reportedly release more saliva than more outgoing people. And psychological research at the State University of New York and the University of Texas has shown that people who enjoy eating tend to be assertive, energetic, sociable, and affectionate, while those who don't eat with gusto have a nearly opposite type of personality. Industrial psychologists in London, meanwhile, say your candy eating habits are an instant giveaway to personality traits. They found that people who suck their candy are the most emotionally stable, while the candy chewers were cheerful and optimistic, but lacking in discipline. Well, P.T. Barnum was right. There is a sucker born every minute, and they're more emotionally stable than we are. Charlie Tuna. When your car gets a slight fender and body scrape that gets down to bare metal, take care of it. It can rust rapidly. The Department of Transportation reminds you to
sit on. I tried it once. You sit on it, and three of your friends push you around. You go around in a circle for 5 minutes, and then you throw up. Not one kid asked for that. Kid, go up and ask any kid. Kid, what would you like? He'll never say, I want something to go around a circle for 5 minutes and then puke. You've never heard no kids ask for that. And I've never seen any grown-ups riding on it. Although some of them look like they've been riding on it. An out-and-out attempt to kill us. And the last thing that they put up. It's a seesaw. An out-and-out attempt to kill us. The seesaw. And that's where you got to get... They try and get a kid in on the plot. And you sit up high and the kid jumps off and that's all for you. You land, your brains fall right out on the floor. There's a lot of kids never had a chance to have a deep voice because of that. Seesaw.
Stay tuned and don't miss the next Radio Serial. Sledge and Charlie Tuna. Whatever happened to the Pittsburgh Pirates anyway? We are family. Here's Boss Skaggs, or as he sings it, here's Boss Skaggs.
Been thinking about you all night. Guess you got me in the spell. But I think that I'll be all right. Even if I well. Hey, listen, what
Best Gags with Charlie Tuna and one for Miss Sun. Well, if Miss Sun isn't satisfied with her lot in life, maybe she ought to become a casino pit boss. There's a shortage of nurses all over the country, but the Wall Street Journal says the problem is particularly severe in Atlantic City, where nurses are leaving the hospitals in droves for casino jobs. The newspaper says hundreds of hospital employees have left their jobs to become dealers, waitresses, maintenance workers, and pit bosses in Atlantic City casinos. Reason simple, money. For example, the newspaper says Marianne Doyle took home about $200 a week as a nurse at the Atlantic City Medical Center, but pockets more than $500 a week as a pit boss at the Park Place Casino. The newspaper says that money is badly needed, too. The local cost of living has risen about 25% a year since the six big gambling casinos opened in Atlantic City. I think you know where that 25% is going. Right into those slots. If you applied for a skilled job and the employer said, yes, I think you're just the type I'm looking for, so if you accept this job right now, I'll pay you an attractive bonus, you'd probably say, this guy's crazy. Well, this is what the military is offering, and they're not crazy. They're offering a selective reenlistment bonus, but you must be serving in a skill that has a shortage. Why don't you check with your counselor? Maybe you qualify for the selective reenlistment bonus.
People talk.
Get ready for the 60s singing duo of Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel to reunite. The two reportedly spent the holidays in Europe drinking together. Paul Simon, meanwhile, is featured in an interview in the March issue of Playboy. In the interview, Simon also admits that he underwent psychiatric therapy for a long time. Quote, it was really good for me. I've been through marriage and divorce and fatherhood, successes and failures, and I now think I'm a very competent cripple. Annette Walterlax, the woman who was with Who drummer Keith Moon when he died, has just finished writing her memoirs. The book is entitled The Other Side of the Moon. The 1972 documentary concert film Pink Floyd at Pompeii is the latest rock film to be released on video disc. An RCA Selectivision subsidiary has purchased the rights to the film, and the company reports the movie will be released on video disc later this year. Pat Simmons of the Doobie Brothers has become their first band member to begin work on a solo album. Simmons expects to have several Doobies, both past and present, working on the LP. And Styx, named the most popular rock group in America in a recent Gallup poll, is on the largest tour in the history of American rock and roll. It's called the Paradise Theater Tour. It will hit 140 cities across the U.S. and is expected to cost the band $4 million and involves a 46-man crew, 9 vehicles, and a $20 million insurance policy.
People talk.